Hello, this is Father Randy Sly with another installment of Day by Day, where each day we take a look at a reading from Holy Scripture found in the Daily Mass. And today is Monday of the fifth week of Easter. And today is also a memorial. Today's the memorial of St. Catherine of Siena, a virgin and doctor of the Church. And of course, St. Catherine of Siena is a very, very popular saint. We hear about her a lot. But even in the midst of that, we may not know all there is to know, or a lot of the more overarching ideas and thoughts and things that were a part of St. Catherine's life. So look it up and take a look at some of the ways that God used her mightily in the life of the Church. A reading from the Acts of the Apostles. There was an attempt in Iconium by both the Gentiles and the Jews, together with their leaders, to attack and stone Paul and Barnabas. They realized it and fled to the Lycaonian cities of Lystra and Derbe, and in the surrounding countryside, where they continued to proclaim the good news. At Lystra, there was a crippled man, lame from birth, who had never walked. He listened to Paul speaking, who looked intently at him, saw that he had the faith to be healed, and called out in a loud voice, "Stand up straight on your feet." He jumped up and began to walk about. When the crowd saw what Paul had done, they cried out in Lycaonian, "The gods have come down to us in human form." They called Barnabas Zeus and Paul Hermes, because he was the chief speaker and the priest of Zeus, whose temple was at the entrance to the city, brought oxen and garlands to the gates, for he, together with the people, intended to offer sacrifice. Then the apostles Paul and Barnabas tore their garments when they heard this and rushed out into the crowd, shouting, "Men, why are you doing this? We are of the same nature as you, human beings. We proclaim to you good news, that you should turn from these idols to the living God, who made heaven and earth and the sea and all that is in them. In past generations, he allowed all Gentiles to go their own ways. Yet in bestowing his goodness, he did not leave himself without witness, for he gave you rains from heaven and fruitful seasons and filled you with nourishment and gladness for your hearts." Even with these words, they scarcely restrained the crowds from offering sacrifice to them. The word of the Lord. Thanks be to God. Well, we pick up with Paul and Barnabas having been expelled from the city of Antioch in Pisidia and intending to go to Iconium. And when they got to Iconium, they had a great number of Jews and Greeks that came to believe. And however, at the same time they had some that were believing, there were other Jews that were angry about what was going on, and they stirred up the Gentiles in this city. And so that pretty much stifled the work of Paul and Barnabas as they basically attempted to stone them, to attack them, to kill them. So their ministry in Iconium didn't last very long, so they went on to Lystra and Derbe, which is in an area that is separated enough from, Iconium that he would not, Paul or Barnabas, neither one of them would necessarily have an opportunity to be killed. Anyway, Lystra is basically south and a little bit west of Iconium, and then Derbe is just to the east of Lystra and just a tiny bit south. We're talking, again, maybe 20 miles. So, again, they're spreading out in that countryside around Lystra and Derbe and basically taking opportunity to proclaim the good news of Jesus to the people in that area. And one of the things that happened that was a little bit different from what had taken place before is that a miracle was taken place. And the miracle was a crippled man in Lystra. And that crippled man was there listening to Paul speak. And as he was speaking, Paul began looking intently at this crippled man. Now, he was lame from birth. This is not just somebody that had broken a leg recently. But the people knew that he was a cripple, a permanent cripple. And so as Paul was teaching and he looking at him, he realized the Lord revealed to him that this man had the faith to be healed. He was listening intently. He was grabbing on and affirming what Paul was saying. There was not skepticism, but great faith. And so all of a sudden, in a loud voice, it says, "Stand up straight on your feet." And the man jumped up and began to walk around. And that must have blown everybody away. So here they were continuing to teach, but the word spread throughout the city about this miracle that had taken place. And so the crowd and much of the crowd, probably in addition to some Jews, there were a lot of Gentiles there. And being Greek, they would have had their own gods that they had worshipped. And so they translated what Paul and Barnabas were doing into their own religion. And so they said that Barnabas was actually Zeus that had come down to be with them. And Paul was Hermes, who was the speaker of Zeus. Zeus was, of course, the chief of the gods. And so here they have it, this wonderful miracle, but it's backfired because now they're being incorporated into a pagan religion as signs of that faith. And the priest of the temple of Zeus in the city of Lystra was just getting ready. He was going to go out to the gates and offer a sacrifice to the Greek gods. And at this point, the people were so all enraptured with this, Paul and Barnabas had to tear their garments and just rush out to them and say, "Hey, what are you doing? We're just normal men." And so they basically had to restrain the crowd from all that was going on. Now, in the midst of that, I'm not going to give it away, but something incredible is going to take place that will put an end to the first mission of the church. And that probably will be with us the next time that we meet. So may the words of my mouth and the meditation of our hearts together be acceptable in your sight, O Lord, our strength and our Redeemer. Amen. Well, it's wonderful to see the work of God and hear this cripple being made whole. And yet at the same time, how interesting it is, the response of the people, not taking this as proof of the message of Jesus, but translating that into a pagan religion that was practiced in the city. But Paul and Barnabas would not allow that to happen. And so they began to again call people to repent and turn away from these idols and come to the living God. So may Almighty God bless you, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen.